USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the search continues for victims of the huge campfire in Northern California, the Butte County Sheriff says
an additional 5 remains were recovered, bringing the total to up to 76 human remains.
And Sheriff Kerry Honey says the number of those listed as unaccounted for has now surpassed 1,300. As for those latest remains discoveries yesterday, he says
4 of those human remains were found in Paradise, all 4 found inside structures. 1 human remain was found in Concow, and it was found outside of a structure.
Republican Ron DeSantis will be Florida's next governor. His opponent, the Democratic Tallahassee mayor, Andrew Gillum, congratulating DeSantis late yesterday and conceding that race. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The U.S. government raising its long-term debt issuance after hitting a budget deficit of more than $100 million in the month of October. The deficit's increased by about 60% since last year, as spending continues to grow twice as fast as revenue. The budget deficit's increasing because of tax cuts that Congress passed last year, an increase in the age of the population, and an increase in spending. President Trump toured the Northern California fire damage yesterday. While there, he said he will be allotting more money for forest management in the Farm Bill.
In the Farm Bill, we're putting quite a bit of money in the Farm Bill for management and maintenance of the forest beyond this area.
The president saying the type of devastation left behind by the campfire cannot happen again, telling reporters he's setting aside $500 million for forest management and maintenance in the Farm Bill. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
One person is dead in France after thousands take to the streets to protest rising gas prices there. The French government starting a carbon tax to help drivers switch to alternatives and cut down on greenhouse gases. That and other reasons driving up the price of gas to over $5 a gallon recently. Nearly 280,000 people protested at various sites around the country yesterday, and more than 200 were injured as police prevented them from shutting down some roadways. Will Nancy Pelosi get the votes to be Speaker of the House? USA Radio's Wendy King says she does have the House women on her side.
More than 60 Democratic women in the House have signed a letter pledging to support Nancy Pelosi's bid for Speaker in both the private ballot within the Democratic caucus later this month and on the House floor in January. The supporters include a number of incoming freshmen who previously were thought to be on the fence about supporting Pelosi. The signatories also include 17 members of the Congressional Black Caucus.
And Santa Ana, California police still looking for a woman who allegedly beat up a fast food manager over ketchup. An employee saying the woman got upset last month at a McDonald's when she didn't get enough ketchup. After the ketchup incident, the suspect left her vehicle, went in the employee's entrance, and gave the 22-year-old manager a beating. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.